Well, hello there, and welcome everyone to the Listener's Choice section, the very first edition of the Listener's Choice section. This tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Keats is spelled K-E-A-T-S, just like the poet. My name's Roger Smith, and I'm the host of this section, the Listener's Choice section. And we're going to sit back for about the next hour and listen to a lot of good country music, some of which you've already requested, and that is just great because that's what this section is all about. A little bit more a little bit later about how to get requests on for this section and a few other things as well, but right now let's fade old Buck Owens out. That's Buck Owens giving us our theme song there, and a selection called Buck's Polka from the Buckaroos. That's actually Buck Owens playing the guitar there. You might recognize it. Any of you Tommy Collins fans used to play for him and get that same sound. Don Rich normally played lead guitar for Buck, but on this particular cut, Buck's playing, and I got a real good sound there. Buck's Polka, our theme song there from the album I Don't Care by Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Back in a minute. Right now, let's get to some music on Listener's Choice.
Last night, all alone in a bar room, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, coal black hair, and eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself wanting to kiss her, for temptation was flowing like wine, and I was all strip myself of my pride, almost persuaded to push my conscience aside. Then we danced and she whispered, away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, the reflection of my wedding band, and I was all persuaded to let strange lips lead me on, almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop and go home.
David Houston there with Almost Persuaded. A lot of people think that that was David Houston's first recording. Actually, it was not. He had recorded quite a lot earlier than that. Things like Living in a House Full of Love, among others. but never had anything in the way of a real big hit until I Almost Persuaded came along. That's definitely what put him on the map. David Houston, good song there, Almost Persuaded. Well, this section tape is going to be based on your request, and in fact, it is my hope that within a few sections, most, if not all, of the music on this tape will be from your requests. Obviously, in the beginning, we're going to have to pick some of our favorites here and something that we hope you might enjoy. But it's definitely going to be for you and your request, and you can request anything you want to as long as it's country music. And we may not be able to get every request on, certainly, but we'll give it our best shot. We have access to a lot of music and a lot of music in our own collection, and certainly if we can't find it where we've got it, we'll go to that wide, wide internet and see if we can't find it out there. So we have a lot of access. To make a request, you can do it a couple of ways. First of all, let me say that the only thing you have to do in order to receive the next edition of this section is to return the tape. Just reverse the card in the carton and return the tape to me, and you will get the next edition. I would like it very much if you would take a minute or two and talk to me on the section at the beginning of the tape, please. Let me know what you think about the tape, and also make a request or two, and we'll certainly consider every request that we get and get them on just as soon as we can. If talking on the tape is not what you'd prefer to do, you may also email your request. My email address is snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Snakeguy, all one word, S-N-A-K-E-G-U-Y, just like it sounds, snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Or you may leave a message on our voicemail, which is always on at 502-721-7634. 502-721-7634. And we will not return calls for request, but just the voicemail is always on, and just leave your message and leave your request, and we'll get it and put it in the mix for consideration on a future section, just as soon as we can get to it. And speaking of requests, we do have a few for this particular tape, and let's get to one of them right here. This is Merle Haggard and Leona Williams, and of course, as a lot of you know, they were married at one time. In fact, I heard Leona on the Midnight Jamboree just not long ago, and she was talking about the fact that she used to be Hag's Nag, so I guess that's one way to look at it. Merle Haggard and Leona Williams here by request.
You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
We can't get nothing done on this CB. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
We ought to get together, you and me.
If you'll give me your 10-20, I'll be glad to give you mine. And I'll put this 18-wheeler on the side.
Well, it won't be hard to find you. Babe, I'm right behind you. Just put them air brakes on and let her slide. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
Yeah, but we can't get nothing done on the CP. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
Yeah, and we ought to get together, you and me. Running buddy, let your partner sleep a while. 10-4, come back, I'm waiting on your call.
Hey, you sound like a keeper, and know I've got an empty sleeper with sexy lights and mirrors on the wall.
Well, I'm a bull of the woods,
and I'm the beaver from Missouri,
but can't get nothing done on this CB. I'm the bull of the woods.
I'm the beaver.
We gotta get together, you and me. Yeah, we're gonna get together, you and me.
Well, get ready, baby, I'm pulling in behind you.
Well, I've got the air brakes on and the light turned on and I'm turned on.
About the only thing left to do is just start grazing. I'm the bull of the woods.
And I'm the beaver from Missouri.
We ought to get together, you and me.
I left you this morning, couldn't take anymore. You laughed and you dared me to walk out the door. You said that I'd come back. I won't disappoint you. I'm begging to stay. That's what you wanted to hear anyway. It must make you happy. Begging to you. You don't want my loving, but you let me stay around. I guess just to walk on, so you won't touch the ground. To you it don't matter what you cause me to do, as long as you keep me begging to you.
The great Marty Robbins there, and one of my favorite hits by him, Begging to You. I should probably say, incidentally, that this tape is being recorded on Thursday, April 18th. I still have to duplicate it, of course, and get the cartons all addressed and ready to go and all that good stuff. I hope to have it out before the 1st of May. Hopefully it will go out, well, hopefully sometime next week, but certainly by the end of April, it should be out, and you should have it soon thereafter. Let's get to another request right now. The song The Keys in the Mailbox was made famous by Freddie Hart back in the 50s. And have a listener who wanted to hear another version of that song. He wanted to hear a recording by a gentleman named Tony Booth. Tony Booth is a Texas musician around the San Antonio area. He's worked for years in the band with Johnny Bush and has done some recordings on his own. And this is one of them. So right now, let's hear The Keys in the Mailbox as done by Tony Booth.
Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in.
Won't jealous me and careless you. The odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights. You made me sit and wait. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams each night. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in.
wishing, dear, I'd have your love again.
I'll never even ask you where you've been.
So the kiss in the mailbox, come on in.
I said, oh, I'd rather be alone than share your company. And I said, don't come around at all if you want more than me. But sitting here alone, I can't deny the flame that burns. I'll gladly take you back on any terms. For the key.
Miss Norma Jean there. Remember her from the back in the days of the Porter Wagoner television show, and that's exactly how he always introduced her. Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and one of her big, big hits. I believe her first hit, if I'm not mistaken. Let's Go All the Way. Well, let's try to sneak in one more request here before we have to turn the tape over. Listener wanted to hear a song by Lucille Starr, and I don't know a great deal about Lucille Starr. I know she's a Canadian artist and has been around for some time. Anyway, I hope you like the song I picked here. Here is Lucille Starr and a song called Mississippi.
Well, you can hear a country song from far, and someone plays a honky-tonk guitar, where all the lights will go out one by one. The people join the sun and the wind takes it away. Where the Mississippi rolls out to the sea and the lovers found the place they'd like to be. How many times before the song was ended, love and understanding everywhere around. When the guitar player turned to rock and roll, and every time when summer nights are falling, I always will be calling dreams of yesterday.
Lucille Starr there, and a really nice song called Mississippi, music by request. Well, a lot of people think that country music is not what it used to be, and certainly in many ways it's different than it used to be, but there's still a lot of good new country music out there. A lot of it we don't hear because it just simply doesn't get airplay, and that's too bad, but it's the way it is and has been for some time now. Careers in recording are getting shorter and shorter all the time as far as charted records are concerned and as far as what gets radio play. But it's still very much out there if you take the time to find it. And I'd like to play a couple of selections on this tape that are relatively current selections. This first one that I'm about to play is by the Whites. Buck, Sharon, Cheryl, and Rosie White. This one features Sharon doing the solo work, and it's a very fine song. They released it as a single, I believe, in 2000. It may have been 2001. It comes from their latest album called A Lifetime in the Making, and it's just a really nice song. They did a really good job on it. It sounds very, very much like the material that we all used to enjoy by the Whites that did get airplay years ago. So let me play this one for you and see what you think about it. The Whites featuring Sharon and a song called Sometimes I Miss Who I Was With You.
They say I seem different now. Hope I'm wiser anyhow. I've had some time to learn a thing or two. I know the change has done me good, but I don't feel like I wish I would. Sometimes I miss who I was with you. Every time you're smile, don't say too much. A button's pushed, my heart gets stuck again. I pray it's just a passing thought, 'cause we both know we're better off. But sometimes I miss who I was with you. Right. Can't believe what we put each other through. In spite of all our chemistry, some things just aren't meant to be. But sometimes I miss who I was with you. Every time your name comes up, I just smile, don't say too much. A button's pushed, my heart gets stuck again. I pray it's just a passing thought, 'cause we both know we're better off. But sometimes I miss who I was. I miss who I was with you.
I like that song very much, The Whites there. Brothers duos have always been popular, and especially in country music, throughout the years. And at the beginning of Side 2, I'm going to feature a couple of Brothers duos cuts. The first of which is going to be a cut from Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers. Now, most people tend to think of the Everly Brothers as rock artists, which they certainly were, and very big rock artists, but their roots were definitely in country music. They recorded such tunes as I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail and That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine, among others. We're going to feature a selection that's a little more country-flavored than some of their rock stuff. The Everly Brothers were just elected this past year to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And they actually used to be, a long time ago, members of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. That was a short-lived thing. That didn't last long, of course, after they gained their fame in the rock industry. But let's turn the tape forward now and go to side two and pick up on a selection first by the Everly Brothers, and that'll be followed by a selection by the Leuven Brothers. And after that, we'll be back.